When we think about buying food grown and made in Michigan, I think we often think about you and me, us, Michiganders, going to the grocery store, going to a farmer's market, and that we are the ones consuming the goods. But there's a growing effort to export internationally more Michigan food. What would this mean for our state's farmers, for sellers or consumers, and for the state's economy? Joining us now are David Ortega, Assistant Professor in the Department of Agriculture, Food and Resource Economics at Michigan State University. Hello, David.
Hi, Cynthia.
And Jamie Zmitko-Summers. She's with the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development. Hello, Jamie.
Hi, Cynthia.
So before we get into exactly what it would mean for Michigan to export more foods, first, let's get into context here. Jamie, how much do we send right now internationally, and where do we send it?
Yeah, currently in 2011, Michigan exported nearly $2.8 billion worth of food and agricultural products. We've seen at least 10% growth year over year over the last about 5 years, so that's very exciting. We are anticipating that once our 2012 numbers are released, those will again show some substantial growth. And we are working to meet the governor's objective of doubling ag exports that he gave us when he came into office a couple of years ago, to about $3.5 billion. But we're certainly, you know, hoping to go well beyond that and continue to increase our food and ag exports.
Where are we sending our food and ag
exports? Yeah, our top five markets right now are Canada, Mexico, Japan, South Korea, and China. And Canada is by far our number one trading partner. About 60% of what we export is going into Canada. And that's, you know, really for a couple of reasons. We share very close border with them. Consumers have very similar tastes. It's, you know, fairly easy. I mean, not simple, but fairly easy for our Michigan companies to export there. And of course, we have that great free trade agreement with Canada and Mexico that certainly helps our products move into that market.
And what kind of products are we exporting? I mean, we would probably immediately assume some of the Michigan's staples like cherries or blueberries or apples.
Exactly. Yeah. Our top ag exports by dollar value are actually soybeans and corn, which kind of makes sense. We produce a lot of those here in Michigan. And certainly by dollar value, those are some top products. Certainly dairy is an important export as well. And you mentioned like cherries, blueberries. Those are also very important exports. Apples, fresh and processed from our state. Certainly vegetables are an important part. A lot of fresh vegetables will go back into Canada and be exported there. And then just a lot of various value-added food products and ingredients that are going into other markets, either for further for the ingredients to be used in other products that they're manufacturing in their countries, or finished goods that consumers around the world are, you know, certainly tending towards more of a Western diet and certainly want U.S. products because they know they're high quality and safe.
So, David Ortega, where does this put Michigan in the global food economy? What kind of role are we playing?
Well, so we're starting to see Michigan play a big role in the consumer-oriented agricultural foods market. Just last year, just to kind of highlight what Jamie said, over 60% of exports were classified as consumer-oriented products that include meat, poultry, fresh vegetables, and snack foods. And what this means for the Michigan economy is that in recent years, we've seen the ag industry, and in particularly the livestock sector, it has suffered from high feed prices and decreased buying power of U.S. consumers. So this economic globalization and trade just opens up international markets to both U.S. and Michigan producers, ultimately boosting their profitability. And not just that, but this also leads to job growth. Just in 2011, there were approximately 17,000 agricultural export-related jobs in Michigan. So this makes food and ag exports extremely important to the state's economy.
And where do we compare with other states, David? Are we behind in terms of getting our foods out onto the international market?
Well, I believe we're about number 17 in terms of exports of food and agricultural products, the leading states being the big states of California and the West Coast and Texas. Those would fall ahead of us. But Michigan is extremely competitive in the ag export market.
What are some of the countries that we have not managed to crack that you would love to? I mean, you mentioned we've got a 60% going to Canada. There's Mexico, Japan, South Korea, and China. What other markets look promising?
Yeah, Brazil looks promising for a number of products. Certainly, they can be a very large competitor to us, but I think also provides some opportunity, especially as their economy grows, their middle class grows. They have some very large sporting events coming up in the next couple of years. I actually worked with a number of companies and the Michigan Apple Committee to do a trade mission down to Brazil in March, where we looked at opportunities in particular for fresh apples and blueberries. And they're very interested. And although they produce apples down there, they have a different growing season. So it has a perfect opportunity for Michigan to be able to supply apples during their off season and find an additional market for our products. And blueberries are a very new thing to Brazilian consumers, and they are very interested in new fruits, more northern fruits. And certainly that's, some opportunities there where we could move product into Brazil that, we wouldn't be necessarily competing with them. So that's, I think, a very, great emerging markets that we are looking at moving forward. I think India also has a lot of potential, in the next 5 to 10 years, certainly a very large economy, but still very restrictive on their food imports. So there's, we know that there's a lot of potential there. We just got to get past some hurdles to really be able to tap that market and get product moving into that market.
And it just seems that this push is really coming at a good time when you figure that 95% of the world's consumers are living outside of the United States.
Most definitely. And, like it was mentioned earlier, the top destinations include Canada by far. But of particular importance and interest is China. So China has been rising very rapidly as an emerging destination for Michigan ag exports. And, having done work in China myself for the past 5 years, there's tremendous market potential for U.S. and Michigan producers and products to make their way into the Chinese market. With rising incomes, we're seeing an emerging class of an emerging middle class in China with more disposable income. There's been a change in preferences, a change in diets. They're demanding more Western foods, more high-quality foods, and most importantly for Chinese consumers, they're demanding safer foods, which I think are all characteristics and attributes that Michigan producers and farmers can most certainly deliver.
That was David Ortega speaking. He's an assistant professor in the Department of Agriculture, Food, and Resource Economics at Michigan State University. And we're also speaking with Jamie Zmitko-Summers, who's with the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, and looking at the growing push to get Michigan food products out onto the international marketplace. As I read about this push, Jamie, it kind of feels like it's coming from the state rather than the farmers themselves. Do you think that's a fair conclusion, or have I gotten that wrong?
I think we're really seeing both. Certainly from the state level, we are, pushing to get the word out and certainly working with all of the different industry groups, commodity groups, and companies to really try to push that more. Just yesterday I was out meeting with a number of companies. A number of them are, vertically integrated companies that it's farmers who have, grow the product, are now processing the product, and are now either actively exporting or looking to export. So I think even, every down to the farmers and growers are seeing the benefits of exporting, and they know that, the domestic consumers are certainly important, but that the domestic market is, flat in growth in a lot of areas. And, as David mentioned, with countries like China where their middle class and the population is growing and demanding more high-quality foods and different types and styles of foods, they're seeing these opportunities and taking advantage of them, and certainly with the food safety as well. So I think it's, something that's catching on around the state at all levels, everything from the growers all the way up to the companies that are buying products from the growers.
Did you have thoughts on that, David?
I just kind of want to echo what Jamie said, is that, the push is coming from both the state and farmers. The state kind of just lays the groundwork and provides information to farmers that are sometimes not aware of the export opportunities available for their products. So I think it's the drive is behind both the state and the farmers.
Now, I got to wondering about the possible consequences of this shift internationally. Is there any concern or any thought that this could negatively impact consumers in Michigan, David, that there might be suddenly too much of a focus overseas and those of us buying food here might lose out?
Well, no, I think the primary focus of Michigan farmers is first and foremost, domestic consumers. And then, like it was stated, you know, there's tremendous opportunities outside of the U.S., but I don't think that there's any threats to American consumers or Michigan consumers or farmers looking at foreign markets for their products.
All right, then let me hop across the border or hop across the ocean. Mm-hmm. And thinking about consequences elsewhere in the world, what might this mean if we increase Michigan exports? What could this mean for the growers and the producers in the countries we're exporting to?
Well, so definitely those growers will face competition from the U.S., and that can be seen as both a positive and a negative. Looking at the negative first, we see they will face price competition, but then that also increases the incentives for them to produce higher quality and safer food products for their own consumers. So it can both be seen as a positive and negative for producers abroad.
So I kind of hear you say they're going to have to up their game.
Yes, most definitely.
Jamie, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly agree with that. You know, we saw that. I was able to travel with Director Clover Adams to China last year and Governor Snyder, and we looked at a lot of the opportunities, both for export of our products into China as well as the export of services. So working with Chinese companies and government officials to export our training and expertise that we have in here in Michigan. And as David mentioned, they certainly, you know, can use some assistance. And we've heard a lot of this that, you know, they really need help in animal husbandry practices and food safety practices. So that's certainly things that we can help them with. And I think, you know, especially with China and some of these other countries, they are just growing so rapidly that in many cases, they're going to need local production plus products coming from the U.S. to meet the need and demand within those markets is kind of what I've been seeing. And I don't know if David, you know, would feel the same, but, you know, it seems like they really will need both to really keep up with the demand that they're having within their countries. And certainly we can help them both with the export of knowledge and technical assistance as well as actual products.
Right. No, it's most definitely a partnership between producers and government officials, both domestic and internationally. We just saw this past week big headlines of China acquiring or making a bid on Smithfield Foods in Virginia.
Yes.
And so we're seeing countries like China and emerging economies reaching out and looking for opportunities to augment and increase their domestic production.
Is that something American consumers should be worried about, hearing that China wants to come in and buy Smithfield, which is a long-standing American producer?
Well, I think the consequences of the merger, if it still has to be approved, if it goes through,
yes,
right, they won't be known for a few years. I don't think, you know, we see in the media consumers are worried about food safety, and especially, you know, a Chinese company taking,
yes,
over an American company. And I think operations in Smithfield are still going to go on smoothly. And it'll take some time to know exactly what the implications and ramifications are for U.S. consumers. But I don't think there's anything to worry in the short term.
I'm thinking of a parallel here of another, we'll call it a product that is certainly tied to Michigan, and that is the automobile. And we've seen it, especially as Europe has been in such economic misery. So this globalized economy, you've got the auto companies now very tied into what's happening elsewhere in the world. Is it fair to think, David, this could happen to the agriculture industry in Michigan, that we could become too reliant on the ups and downs of other countries' economy?
Well, I mean, that's certainly a concern. But here in the U.S., we have certain regulations in place that will protect both consumers and producers from events like that having a tremendous effect on the local economy.
So you don't expect, because we certainly hear it from the way that that Ford and GM and Chrysler have to plan for the losses they're suffering in Europe, and it certainly is a major concern. You don't think that will happen to a Michigan farmer?
No, not as a result of you know, something like this merger between Shanghui and Smithfield. And on the contrary, I see it as sometimes a positive thing for farmers, where, you know, they would increase their production to supply into the foreign market, and that will increase their profitability in the long run.
Jamie's Mikko Summers, if you had your way, how would things look, let's say, 10 years from now in terms of how much food and where Michigan's exporting?
Well, certainly, you know, if it was up to me, I'd like to see more companies exporting to new and different markets and exporting for the first time. You know, our exports would continue to grow and we would move, you know, from kind of that 17th, 18th position, you know, up maybe into the top 10, I think would be great. You know, our producers and growers here are producing so many great products and are producing more than they have ever in the past. You know, we're looking at record cherry and apple crops this year, and certainly they're going to need to find markets for those products. So I think, you know, in the next 10 years, I'd like to see us, you know, really have a foothold in a number of international markets and, you know, companies really looking to export markets for a way to diversify their sales, because it helps them and helps companies in the long run when they have multiple markets. So if there is an economic downturn in one country, whether it be the U.S. or a foreign market, they're really diversified and you know, maybe don't have that effect, which I think is why we've seen the agriculture industry do so well the last few years, just because of the diversification and the fact that everyone does need to eat.
And David Ortega, your thoughts looking down the road, say 10 years out from here?
Well, I definitely see Michigan, you know, hopefully moving into the top 10 states that export ag products. Again, China is going to play a big role in moving Michigan up on that list. Brazil, like Jamie mentioned, you know, they're hosting the World Cup and the Olympics. They're an emerging economy. We're going to see consumers seeking these specialty food products that we produce here in the state of Michigan, cherries, apples, being demanded by this emerging class. And so I think things are looking very positive for ag exports out of the state in the next 10 years.
David Ortega is assistant professor of the Department of Agriculture, Food, and Resource Economics at Michigan State University. And we've also been speaking with Jamie Zmitko-Summers, who's with the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development. Thank you so much to both of you for talking with us today.
Thanks, Cynthia.
Thank you for having me.